In past shows, Neil has railed about the University of Wisconsin's claims that they own the patents for human embryonic stem cells. And Neil, it seems that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office agrees with you.
Hooyah.
Hooyah. To explain the significance of this important legal issue, we have our intellectual property expert, Randy Broberg, with us today. Randy is a partner with the law firm of Allen Matkins and has been named by the San Diego Daily Transcript as one of the best transactional IP attorneys in San Diego. Randy, welcome to I'm There For You, Baby.
Thanks, Barbara. How are you doing?
So, Randy, first tell us, what did the patent office ruling say?
Well, this is kind of an unusual situation because it wasn't a court case that decided these patents, but rather they were under reexamination by the patent office. And the patent office determined that there was prior art, which means the same invention had existed previously, and so they invalidated the Wisconsin University patents.
Was this a surprise, Randy?
Well, I think that it's not very often that you have a reexamination start by accident. What happened here was some consumer groups concerned about the control and limiting of stem cell research brought the case, and they had some good prior art in hand.
Randy, it wasn't just consumers. It was a whole consortium of biotech companies that had said that we're being forced offshore to do this work because if you did it in America, every time you picked up a stem cell, you had to pay the University of Wisconsin a royalty, and in effect, they were stifling and limiting the creative solutions that stem cells could provide.
Well, yeah, that's right, and it was also a concern for the recently funded California biotech stem cell research programs that were funded by the people of California. This is really true. That what you pointed out, Neil, is really true. Is that the research is going offshore? It's going to Netherlands. It's going to Scandinavia. It's going to Korea and places like that. And part of it is because of the patent situation, and part of it is because of the lack of U.S. federal funding.
Right. In California, we now have our own funding for stem cell research, but not every state does.
So let me ask you this. The University of Wisconsin ruling is interesting. Do you think that the patent office has sort of exceeded itself over the past, let's say, 5 years, especially since the dot-com boom? And do you think the patent office will revisit other big issues like one-click and like some of the transaction, you know, credit card processing on the Internet, where some people have claimed patents?
Well, I think these things are being challenged every day in court. Every time that someone has a really broad patent and they try to enforce it, you know, one of the procedures that the defendant can do is go to the patent office and ask for a reexamination. And so your conclusion is right, Neil. There's going to be more of these as the patents are tested, as the people try to enforce them and collect royalties.
Randy, what significance, if any, does this ruling have in other areas?
Well, this particular thing with respect to these stem cell research patents obviously has public policy implications. People are not going to get as excited about some university having patents that block people from doing things for cell phones or what have you. So that's going to happen every day. But the public policy thing here, it seems to be of concern, is exactly as Neil pointed out, having these patents in the stem cell area was driving research abroad. And one must wonder whether or not the normal patent system should apply in cases of life and death like this.
So to some extent, the greater good of a greater number of humanity might trump the sort of first to register the patent greed is good model.
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly sympathize with an effort that says, from a public policy point of view, the rules are going to be a little bit different when it comes to research to save people's lives.
Randy, your comment about public policy influencing the patent office is brilliant. And I, as a sort of a layman, I'm going to bet over the next 5 years that premise grows.
Well, you know, we've seen it happen before in other areas of much less concern. When the Sonny Bono Act was passed, it lengthened some copyrights in the United States because the Motion Picture Association was concerned that some of their valuable properties were going to have expired copyrights and go into the public domain. So you lobby Congress and you get Congress to change the rules and give you more time. If we can do it for old movies, we certainly should be able to do it for stem cells.
Great, Randy. We really appreciate your taking the time to join us today. You clarify.